ISIS Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Meltdown, written by Ben Elton, read by Paul Thornley. The moral rights of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by ISIS Publishing Limited. Good and Thick. Jimmy Corby graduated from Sussex in 1993. He celebrated with five friends: Rupert, David, Henry, Robbo and Lizzie. These six were to remain friends throughout the 90s and for most of the noughties. Mates. Proper mates. Through good and bad. Through thick and thin. Except that there never really was any bad. And there wasn't an awful lot of thin either. Apart from Rupert's Amanda and Henry's Jane and David's Laura, they were all very thin, but by choice. Good and thick. That's how the times had been. Jimmy and his friends stuck together through good and thick. Tired and broke. Jimmy scarcely noticed being tired anymore. It had become as much a part of his life as eating or breathing. Of course, he'd been tired sometimes in his old life, his fantasy life. Seriously knackered, or so in his innocence he had believed. When shouting himself hoarse during an all-nighter with the Tokyo Exchange, or pissed up at 5 a.m. in a pub with some of the guys watching a live fight from Vegas. Or enjoying his second straight dawn, loved up on a beach in Ibiza, with a bottle of Krug between his knees and a gap-year holiday hippie chick on either side. Yes, he'd been tired, but not really tired. Tired to his core, tired in his blood. Tired to the point where he doubted his sanity. Tired until his mind dislocated itself from his body and just sort of floated a few feet above it as he went through the motions of being alive. These days, that was how tired Jimmy felt all the time. And there would be no respite, not for years. He could hear the screaming long before he opened the front door. The screaming never seemed to stop. They could have recorded his life and used it as the soundtrack for a slasher movie. Both of the younger ones had clearly gone off at the same time and were competing to see who could drive their mother insane first. Jimmy knew exactly the sort of night that awaited him, because it would be the same as last night and the night before, the same as every night since that tearful moment when Jody, the rock, the treasure, the person without whom they simply could not do, had left. Jimmy thought about taking a last turn round the block, of grabbing a few moments more of stumbling, agonised, half-conscious, semi-zombificated peace before entering the maelstrom that was his home, or the bank's home since he had been forced to mortgage his entire equity in a failed effort to get on top of his mounting debts. But Jimmy was an honourable bloke. He loved Monica. He might have failed her utterly, like the sad swine that he was, but he loved her, and he knew she needed him, if only to give her 3 minutes respite to pop to the loo. One by one, he unlocked the four beautifully tooled chub deadlocks set perfectly along the rich, shiny edge of the huge bright red front door of which he had once been so proud. Despite its great weight, the door swung open smoothly. Of course it did. It was so expertly hung. Hung on its 8 big brass hinges. Such a full, heavy, clunkingly satisfying movement. A Romanian guy had done it. They still understood wood in Eastern Europe. Jimmy had admired the guy at the time, but now he envied him. He envied him so much, to have a trade, to be able to actually do something. A real, palpable, physical skill that you could offer for hire. How good would that be? Particularly now that the market for aggressive, cocky wankers shouting themselves hoarse into a telephone had so comprehensively dried up. The marble-clad hall was empty, of course. Empty and echoing as the red door shushed and clunked shut behind him. No welcoming cocktail served by a lovely, eager, semi-posh girl with a degree in fine food and catering. Fresh-faced, chef-coated and anxious to explain the details of that evening's menu. "Hi, Jimmy. Cool day. Wicked. Hope you're in the mood for Chinese duck. I've been marinating it since 2 and my black bean sauce is awesome."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?